He's old muscular.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word stout in that sense?
Yeah.
Mighty stout.
Yeah, he's a stout person. That pertains to your ability to pick up, usually, man that can use his muscle to pretty good advantage is referred to as a stout man.
What about, say, a man who always has a smile on his face and just a pleasant word for everybody? You say he's mighty
pleasant.
Yeah.
Agreeable.
Say, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they seem to reach a stage where they always run into things and trip over their own feet like that. You say he was mighty
clumsy.
Or say what you would say about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain
damn fool. I'd say he needs his butt beat.
is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody if you called him a fool? Is that supposed to be fighting language?
Yeah. Because that's the kind of strong language that would make somebody mad to talk about the kids. I wouldn't want to tell somebody that child was a damn fool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to say that. But it's a person. That's strong language. Or he's a nut.
Or
an idiot. He's an idiot, a nut. Nonconformist.
Or say somebody who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it.
Yeah.
You say he's a
tightwad.
Or what would you mean if you use the word common about somebody? Say so-and-so is just as common as he can be?
That is an uncomplimentary term. Usually, the word common means he's plain average run-of-the-mill. It would sound like it should be, but when you say a person, usually around here when you say a person's common, that's another way of saying that he's low-life and low-down.
Wasn't well-bred.
And not well-bred or well-mannered or anything. He's, it's an uncomplimentary term, it really is. He's a podunk, he's a yokel, he's just not desirable company.
What about a woman who's in her 90s, but she still does her own cooking and gets around pretty well?
Yeah.
You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty
well preserved. Yeah, she's well preserved. I'm sure there's some other names for it beside that.
Have you ever heard somebody say she's still mighty spry?
Yeah. Yeah, that's. She's mighty spry for an old person.
What about how would you describe somebody who left a lot of money out in open sight and left his door unlocked? You say he sure is mighty.
He's a damn fool. mighty careless.
But say, somebody who makes up his mind about something and he just won't change it, whether he's right or wrong, you say he's mighty
opinionated. Hard-headed or opinionated,